Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. We wanted to find out the impact of the KwaZulu-Natal devastation, as well as, of course, as the Eastern Cape, what the impact has been on the blood supply here in South Africa, and how we can go about assisting a little bit more. Ken Sani Mahlangu is a communication specialist at the SA National Blood Services. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. So what is the current situation? I can't imagine it looks pretty right now.
Definitely. So going into the Easter long weekend, we were pushing a blood collections drive. We've been running this on our social media platforms, and we were really hoping to collect quite a couple of units, you know, for the weekend. And unfortunately, with the devastation in KZN and the Eastern Cape, we weren't able to meet those targets, which is quite unusual for us when we face a long weekend like this, because our donors can come through and donate, you know. So at the moment, we're sitting on 2.7 days blood stock, which is under the required minimum, and we don't have a safety net as we speak, so we are still struggling. We're still calling for donors.
What is a comfortable safety net period? You're saying 2.7 is where we're at the moment. What would you like to see? Or what's the minimum that you would like to see?
The minimum for us to be safe, you know, to be able to dispatch blood where it's needed, whenever it's needed, is ideally 5 days blood stock. That would mean that we need to collect 3,500 units of blood each day, and we are struggling to meet that collections target. We have been struggling really since about October last year. So it's been a very long, drawn-out period where we are consistently below our target.
What do you think the reason for that is? Why have we been struggling? Has it become something that South Africans are simply just not doing or not in a habit of doing? Or is there something else? Has COVID maybe played a role here?
COVID really did hit us hard. I think one of the most limiting factors with COVID really is that it took us out of the places where we're able to collect blood. So we have very limited access to schools, universities, and companies. And also people are still working from home. So as you can imagine, they don't have that quick access they used to have where they can donate at school, at the office. And we see that not many people are visiting their donor centers. So we are still reaching out for spaces in the public that are able to host blood drives. I think that'll help us reach the people and make it more convenient for everyone to donate. But I think also we've lost approximately 20% of our committed donors over the past 2 years. And this has also had a very high impact on us, because we are not reaching the targets that we're meant to in order to recruit new donors. We need to grow about our donor base about 15% each year, and we are still not getting there. So we really need the young donors to also come through and donate, but also people who aren't donors to think about giving blood and commit to regular donation.
It's almost as though it's got to become habitual, and it's got to become part of people's routine, that every couple of months this is what they do. I guess that's really the challenge, is just to make sure that it becomes it becomes part of our daily life.
Definitely. And I think what we don't consider, I think we do have lots of people who do come in and donate, and then they forget and they go away for a while. But I think it's important to note that blood has a shelf life of under 2 months. That's why it's important for people to come in regularly at every 56-day intervals to donate whole blood. And if you donate in platelets or plasma, you can come in every 2 weeks. So I think we also want people to think about the product that they're donating, and also see how they can work around that within their schedule. I mean, we do come to people or rather organize mobile blood drives. So if access is a problem in that space, then we really are willing to look at ways how we can reach the public and make it easier for them to donate.
Is there a specific type of blood or platelet or anything like that, that is particularly low at the moment, that if any of our listeners are within that group, they could try and assist.
So we're always calling for the O blood group because it's a universal donor and they can donate to everyone. However, we are calling for all blood groups. You know, I think we cannot ever say that we would not want a particular blood group to donate. I think the more blood we have, the better we are able to service those who need transfusions.
Right. And again, just to encourage people to get out there, and how do people find out about their closest blood donation center or where there happens to be a blood drive taking place, perhaps in their area, perhaps at one of their shopping centers in their neighborhood? How do we find out about that?
So you can visit our website, sanbs.org. We have listed all the donor centers in the area, or you can call 0800 119 031, or you can speak to someone who can direct you to the nearest mobile blood drive in your area, as well as the fixed donor centers. We do post regularly on Facebook as well, where I think if you follow our page, then you are able to see when a blood drive will be coming to your area, so you know well in advance to plan your day or your week around that. And also, there is a blood donation tool on Facebook. You can sign up to that, and it will help you get alerts, rather, on when you are due for donations or if they ever call in your particular area where the blood stocks are considerably low.
And that is so important to go and have a look at that and see what you can do, especially at the moment. Consider that at least something that you can do to help the victims in KwaZulu-Natal, the Eastern Cape. And of course, we know what happens on our roads on the Easter weekend as well. Just think about it as though, God forbid, it was somebody in your family. Kensani Makhlangu, Communication Specialist at the SA National Blood Services. Keep doing the great work that you guys are doing, and we and assist wherever we possibly can.